broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. I know you're good, but this don't feel good right now. And I know you think things I could never think about. It's hard to count it all joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop, remember that you're God.
Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It is an honor to be here today. The psalmist says in Psalms 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen, amen. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Today I'm going to be speaking from the book of Exodus. The Lord has a great word. I applaud you to get your Bibles out, get your notebook out, get your pens out, and come and study with me today. My chapter will be coming from the 14th chapter of Exodus, verse 10 to 13. Again, Exodus, the 14th chapter, 10 to 13. We're going to be talking about Moses. We're going to be talking about some of the miracles that God did for the Israelites. And so, God is still doing those miracles. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so today I'm going to focus on the word stand. Again, I'm going to focus on the word stand. Stand in spite of obstacles. Stand in spite of sickness. Stand in spite of fear. To endure, the Bible talks about how we should endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. And so we're going to take a look at all the things that Moses went through, and in spite of everything that he went through, he continued to stand before the Lord. He continued to stand upon what God had told him to do. And so I'm going to encourage you, that's a word for someone today. If God has spoken to you and told you to do something, or you have a goal, you have a vision, you have a purpose, or you have a plan, or whatever your plan in life is, you continue to stand and stay steadfast and to finish those goals. And so, and all the opposition that Moses came up to, he continued to stand. And so we're going to take a look at Exodus 14. But before we take a look at Exodus 14, I want to go before the throne and pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this evening. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness, God. Lord, we look upon you for which come of our help, oh Lord. We thank you that our help come from you, Lord. We thank you for just being God, oh Lord. We thank you for delivering us. So we thank you for salvation, God. Lord, we want to lay down all our burdens, oh God. Lord, we want to ask for forgiveness for our sins, sins knowing and unknowing, oh God. And Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you and give you praise. We want to give you honor, Lord. Lord, I'm asking for prayer for those that are listening today, Lord. Many may have special requests, oh God. Lord, I ask that you hear into their prayers, oh God. Lord, I thank you, I glorify you, and I give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Exodus, the 14th chapter. I'm excited. I like to really minister into things that I have endured. Because how can I tell you how to stand if I haven't learned how to stand myself? And so we have to know sometimes when the enemy is pursuing us, we have to be still. We have to be still, and we have to stand upon the word of God. And so here in this chapter, Moses has led the Israelites out of Egypt under the hands of a Pharaoh. And so now they're about to come up against the the Red Sea. And so now Pharaoh has changed his mind, and Pharaoh had let the people go, and then Pharaoh changed his mind and began to pursue the Israelites. And so now the Israelites, they are coming up to the Red Sea, and now they see Pharaoh and Pharaoh's chariots, you know, pursuing them. And so now the verse 10 says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Okay, now Moses, he responded. Moses answered, the people, do not be afraid. He's telling them, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Okay, he says again, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold, hallelujah, your peace. Amen. And so after all the complaining of the Hebrew children, the Israelites done, still, Moses still, he's still on the promise of God. In spite of what he saw, yes, he sees the Pharaoh and their chariot pursuing them, but yet Moses was still encouraged about what God has told him to do. God spoke to him, he was obedient, and God rescued them. So Moses continued to stand still and believe God in spite of what he saw, what was behind him. And so that's a word for somebody. Regardless of what's behind you, or what's in front of you, you continue to stand, okay? Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. And so, again, we see here, now the Pharaoh is pursuing the Israelites, okay? And so now we see the same people that Moses delivered from Pharaoh, now they're complaining. They're complaining about dying in the wilderness. They're complaining. They're saying that you should have just left us in Egypt. You should have just left us in bondage. You know, we was comfortable being slaves. Come on now. Being comfortable being slaves? Being slaves of Pharaoh? How many of you out there today are comfortable of being in bondage? How many of you are comfortable of being under the commandments of Pharaoh, under the commandments of alcohol and a commandment of cigarettes and drugs and relationships, addictions, lying, stealing, addictions, being in bondage, over slavery in your mind of strongholds? Somebody said, let my people go. Let my people go today. God is calling his people to be free. And so in spite of what the people said, Moses continued to stand on the promises of God. And I'll encourage you today to stand on the promise of God in spite of the Egyptians that are behind you. God is going to go before you and he's going to fight your battles. The Bible says that in Hebrew 11:23, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. The Bible declares many a time when God told the prophets to go up against someone, like he told Joshua to go in to possess the land. He told him, don't be afraid. He told him like 3 or 4 times, do not be afraid of Joshua, nor be not afraid of their faces. Regardless of how they look, they can be looking mean. They can look like they can devour you. He says, yes, still do not be afraid. And God is saying, do not be afraid. He said, I'm going to take you over on the other side of the Red Sea, but I need for you not to be afraid. I need for you to continue to stand. And the Bible says that God, Moses, he held up a rod. He held up a rod, and God, he parted the Red Sea, or he dried the Red Sea up the way the children, the Israelites, was able to cross over to the Red Sea. And so let's go back to the complainers. Now, when God is about to cross you over to next level or in your walk with him, there's always going to be people around you that's going to complain about what's going on in their life and what's not going good in their life. You're going to have to close your ears again to the complainers, because God is taking you through the Red Sea. And God is not just taking you through the Red Sea, but you're going to walk upon dry land. The Bible says that the children of the Israelites walked on dry land of the Jordan River. Not that, but God did much miracles. He brought water out of rocks. See, God is gonna do it for you. You're gonna experience miracles that no one else is experiencing. Because guess what? The miracles are for you. Yes, I'm talking to you. The miracles are for you. So the Bible says, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. You see, the enemy that's coming up against you, that's coming up against your finances, your enemy that's trying to come up against your promotion, the enemy that's trying to afflict your body, the enemy that is coming up to try to pursue you. He said, you won't see those enemies no more. You won't see it no more. You won't see them no more ever. Somebody needs to get excited. You will never see your enemies no more. And the Bible says, the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. He said, move on. He said, now I told you to cross over to the Red Sea. Okay. Now he said, now it's time to obey me. It's time for you to move on. Okay. Now the Bible talks about the hardening of Pharaoh's heart. Who hardened Pharaoh's heart? God hardened Pharaoh's heart. For what? For his glory. For his glory. So they would know that there is a almighty, hallelujah, working God, a miracle working God that the Israelites, who's the Israelites serve. Amen. He tells Moses, he said, raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. Somebody is going to be walking on dry ground today. Someone's walking on dry ground. You can't be fearful. You can't be worried about what's behind you. You can't be worried about what's before you. God said, I'm going to be a pillar of cloud by day, pillar of cloud by night. We're going to see what's going to happen. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariot and the horsemen. The Egyptian will know that I am the Lord. Your enemies, the gossipers, gonna know that you serve Almighty God. Because guess what? He's in you is greater than he in the world. The light is gonna shine upon you, upon your life. And somebody else is going to want to know what's going on in her life. What, you know, and you begin to start telling me, you know, it's Jesus. I tell them, it's Jesus, baby. And they will begin to say, what can I do? How can I get to know this Jesus? The Bible talks about how we ought to let our light so shine that God may be glorified in us. We are fishermen. We are to bring people unto God. We are to reconcile mankind back to God. Amen. He said, I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariot and his horsemen. The Egyptian will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariot, and his horsemen. Then the angel, listen, the angel of God who had been traveling in front of Israel's army withdrew and went behind them. Okay? So now the angel of the Lord that was before them, that was leading them, now he said, no, I'm going to go behind you. I'm going to stand in between you and your enemy. The angel of the Lord stood between the Israelites and Pharaoh's army. The angel of the Lord was going to fight their battles. The pillar, he says, then, had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind, and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on the dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. And all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. That's a mistake. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of the fire and cloud at the Egyptian army that threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of their chariot come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, let's get away from the Israelites. Now the enemies now is scared of the Israelites. See, God turned that thing around. First, they was going to pursue them. The Israelites were scared of them. Now, we see that Pharaoh in his chariot is scared of the Israelites. Somebody say, God, turn that thing around. Turn it around. Turn it around for my glory. Turn it around for your glory. Turn it around. What the enemy meant for harm, God, you turn this thing around and meant it for my good. Somebody needs to get excited. See, the enemy might be attacking your body. He might be attacking your finances. He might be attacking your children. The enemy might be coming up against you. But I tell you, God is going to turn that thing around for you. You have to continue to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I say stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Bible declares in Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Do not go back into slavery. Once God has delivered you, you stay delivered. You stay set free. You continue to walk in your liberty. Come on, somebody. Continue to walk in your liberty. Corinthians 2:5 said, we stand not in the wisdom of men, but we stand what? In the power of God. If you look in the book of Exodus, Moses, he went to Pharaoh twice. He went to Pharaoh in Exodus 8:20 and Exodus 9:13. He said, twice Moses went to Pharaoh and said, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early. Early now. You got to get a hand on that enemy. You got to get up early. You can't be oversleeping now. Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say, let my people go. You got to be determined. You have to continue to be determined to do what God has told you to do. You can't lay in the bed all day long. You cannot allow the enemy to attack your mind with depression and all type of other stuff. The Bible said the enemy, he said, you'll see him no more. You see, the thing is that we got to continue to trust God and stand on God's word, saints. You have to stand still. Stop moving around so much. Stand still. You know, get in commune with God. Fellowship with God. You know, if you get in commune with God and fellowship with God, God will take care of your business for you. God will take care of all the problems that's going on around you and in your household or your job or whatever it may be going on in your life. We are in a spiritual warfare fight, saints, and we cannot fight the enemy without any weapons. We have to fight the enemy with the word of God. You have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You got to believe it in your mind before it happens. Before it happens, you got to say, God is going to win this battle for me. I'm victorious. I'm an overcomer. You have to begin to start standing in your mind, speaking it out of your mouth, in spite of what it looks like behind you. You see, the Israelites seen the pharaohs and his chariot coming up behind him, and they began to be fearful, and they began to start complaining. In spite of what's behind you, you got to continue to speak the word of God. You got to continue to stand on God's promises. And Pharaoh is there with Moses. He was not moved by what he seen what was behind him. He began to try to calm the people down. And he told them what? Do not be afraid. Now, in the midst of seeing Pharaoh's trying to pursue them and his armies, Moses said, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. God will bring a deliverance to you today. And don't worry about what it looks like. Don't look at it what's before you, what's behind you. God said that he's going to bring deliverance to you today. I feel in my spirit that many people are going through some things right now. Their children are acting up. God said he's going to bring salvation to your children. Many have been praying for their children to be saved. God said he's going to save your children. God said he's going to heal your body. You have to believe it. You got to stand on his word. He said that he was bruised for his iniquity, and the chastisement of his peace was upon you, and by his stripes you are healed. You have to believe it, saints. You got to trust God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen, amen. God, ain't God good? Ain't God good? God is still doing miracles today. He's still a miracle-working God. God is still opening up deaf ears. God is still opening up the blinded eyes. God is still raising the dead. God is still allowing the lame to walk. God is still doing miracles. You have to believe it. God is still delivering people from depression. I tell you, I was the most depressed person in my life. God delivered me from it. And guess what, saints? It starts with the renewing of your mind. You have to get in that word, and you have to meditate on God's word, and you got to tell whatever that's tormenting your mind, you got to tell it what the word of God is saying. You got to stand firm on God's word. Because guess what? The enemy, he's going to stand firm on what he believes in. So stand firm on God's word and see the salvation of the Lord, saints. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this evening. Lord, I ask that you bring deliverance to those that are listening today, Lord. Lord, many are going through things, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bring comfort to those that are in sorrow, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. We glorify you. Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, saints.
I don't want to be that lie to make you second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
But nearly you my right. You ain't give me my right. Nah, you can't tell me what's right. You ain't laid down.
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 He made me great. So let me be great.
What?
Singing me.